have all of you with us. Good to have Joe's family with us as well. I'm excited to hear their original songs, all of their songs except for one they have written. So we're excited about that. I want to open us up with prayer and turn it over to Dale and his family. Father, we ask your blessing to be upon us as we continue to experience the life of grace that you've given us. We thank you for Christ. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you, Father, for these times of refreshing and fellowship that you give to us as a gift. We receive them, Lord, with praise to your name. And we ask your blessing on the music, Father, and the family, Joe's family, as they play and sing for your glory, that we receive it as such as well, that you would receive all of the glory. And Father, bless our hearts tonight in our fellowship and our time together for your own name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you. such a privilege and a joy to be with you guys, and we really just want tonight, because I know everyone's desire here is to know Christ more and to know His grace more, and so that's, we just hope that through the music and testimonies, all of you will be stirred up more towards the grace of God and more to the gospel, because you cannot preach the gospel to yourself too much, because the gospel brings you to such a point of humility before the cross, knowing that your salvation is completely by His grace, by His kindness, and then as you preach the gospel to yourself, then you know that the good works are then are a fruit of that. And I love this little passage from Titus 3. I'm sure most of you guys are familiar with it, but I love it because it's like a little espresso shot of the gospel. And we love coffee a lot, so I like that analogy. But this next song is called All About Grace. And I'll just read Titus 3, verses 3 through 7. For we ourselves, that's every one of us here, were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. And then verse 4 is awesome. But when the goodness and kindness of the... I'm reading a different translation than usual. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared toward man... Wow, this is... I haven't read NKJV for a long time. Toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So praise God for His incredible grace. It's all about grace. Thank you.
what he's done for us. We are so glad we can be with you tonight. And it's our prayer, whenever we do a concert, that you would look past the Josie as to what the Lord wants to speak to you about. I believe he's brought every one of us here for a reason. And it's kind of like a divine appointment to hear God's Spirit speak to you. And he speaks to us. He speaks to us when we sing and share each night. And we are so grateful to be with you. As you can see, we got a pretty big family, but this isn't all of us. We have 14 more back home, but we only have a 15-passenger van, right? So we can only take this many. Let me explain. We have 8 sons, Lisa and I, and 3 daughters. We have 2 married sons back home. And now 10 grandchildren. So we are excited with how God's blessed us. But anyways, we're going to introduce
ourselves. My name is Josiah. I'm third born in the family. And this is my wonderful wife, Audrey. We've been married about 5.5 months. And God blessed me far, far, far more than I deserve with Audrey. And marriage is awesome. We're both graphic designers, so we can take our work on the road with us when we're traveling as family. That's great. Next in line is Joel. He's fourth born. Joel, quickly stand up. Joel's are just great
big
sunshine. We call him sunshine sometimes.
Sunshine.
Or moonbeam. Or
grandpa.
No, but Joel is a sound man. And he's mixing from the iPad back there. He's doing his job. He's not playing Candy Crush or Paint Your Own Pony or anything like that. He's doing his job. He's a filmmaker in the family. Some of you may be familiar with our ridiculous flicks, Josie Flicks. He's the guy that, thank you, sir. And Joel married Michaela about 4.5 months ago. And Michaela is from Bismarck, North Dakota. She was a paramedic, so a paramedic and filmmaker getting together. See if we can come up with some jokes on that.
Some good casting.
Some good casting, right? There you go. I look like when Joel yells cut, you better be careful. Right. Anyway, we're very grateful to have him on the road.
So my name's Emily.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's it. And hey guys, I'm Jeremiah, and I'm 264 months old, and I enjoy coloring.
I'm Joseph, and I'm 20 years old.
I'm Josh, and I'm 18 years old.
I'm Amy Joy, and I'm 16.
I'm Harry Bridge, and I'm 14.
I'm Tina, and I'm 12.
Judas R. Lilith. Dead, not so little anymore. Tall good looking man over there is my husband Dale. He's so amazing. He's 6'5", saw him like awesome. I saw my silver fox. Anyway, God's been so good to us. We've been married 34 years plus. And we got married. We decided God was way smarter than us, and we said, just give us whatever you want for kids. We gave us boys for girls. Isn't that awesome? And now we get some other awesome.
At that point, you say yes. They are.
And we travel around the country in a 15-passenger van. The couples do have their own vehicles. They get their own time. Anyway, we've been praying for a bus. And so God provides that. We are the van trapped. Family thing. Come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Ah, ha, ha.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. Anyways, that my beautiful wife, Lisa Joy, and she exudes joy, doesn't she? I mean, the love of the Lord Jesus shines through preciously. I'm so thankful for her. We've known each other like for 38 years now, right? I knew Lisa 4 years before we got married, and so you know that's a good portion of our life.
That's
yeah. Anyway, no, I want to just tell you a little more about Lisa. Actually, she's our singer-songwriter. She writes our songs. Do you know that? So it's kind of like married to modern-day Fanny Crosby. The guitar, you know. But anyway, I'm so thankful, and we pray that you, these songs are definitely rooted in the scriptures. And this next song is about the importance of getting the scriptures into us. I think all of us realize that.
We have still many scriptures available to us, right? The hard copies, the digital copies, they can be on our phones and our iPads. But the most important thing is that they get into our hearts. And they are what give us clear direction, give us light, give us refreshment, give us nourishment. We need it so much. So this song is called Words of Life.
Oh, my God.
talk about? What were we talking about? Never actually said it, did we?
Didn't we ever
think
about
it?
Yeah,
but
that's
how
we
said
it.
Did we
take that
bottle?
Oh, we did.
Remember that part 10?
Give it away.
Shouldn't know that. All right, this next song is about forgiveness. And, you know, I think one of Satan's favorite ways of destroying relationships and destroying body Christ is bitterness. And all it takes is a little seed, and Satan cultivates it in time. But I think it's so important to come before God each day and remember how much we've been forgiven ourselves. By our friends, of our family, but especially by God. God has forgiven us so much, and we need His forgiveness so much every day. And He asks of us to show that same love and forgiveness to everybody we come across with it in life. And as we sing the song, if God brings someone in mind, maybe it's somebody that you're holding a grudge against, or you're bitter, or you're just having a hard time loving that person the way God wants to. Just completely give that person to God. Ask God to help you forgive that person, because He wants you to be completely free of bitterness, and you can only do it in His strength.
Go boldly to the throne, asking for more grace, because God is so amazingly full of power and authority. And we need that so much, just to live together. By the way, it's going to look better in the dark, so if you want to. It's so easy for us to get caught up in just what we can see and just what we can see with our earthly eyes, but it's so important to be aware of the spiritual battle going on around us every day. It says in Ephesians that we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So our enemy, Satan, is constantly throwing his darts at us and trying to bring us down, but if we don't recognize, we don't see it for what it is, then it's easy to be brought down and discouraged and get caught up in his lies. But through Jesus, we have victory, and the only way to overcome those attacks is by putting on the full armor of Christ. And Jesus Christ has all authority over principalities and powers, and it's so amazing that we have that. We have Jesus Christ, and we have victory.
Are you focusing on the call? concert?
We've been on the road for about 5 weeks now.
It's actually 6 weeks today.
6 weeks. How many hours are there? Do you know?
Probably 14 hours.
Anyway, we've been on the road a long time. So I think they've been on the road very Anyways, you know, what do we need to invest in, really? I was thinking about that as we were singing. Because we need to invest in things that are real, right? And you know what the Bible says what the real things are? Things we don't see. And let me explain, because the Bible says what we see with our eyes is temporal, right? But what we don't see is what? Eternal. And so there, that doesn't mean that all that we see around us isn't real. I'm not saying that. But Jesus wanted us to invest in things that were eternal. And there's a lot of things that we don't see with our physical eyes that are so real. They're more real than the temporal things that we see. In fact, there's only two things really besides God himself that last forever down here. And that is God's word, is the truth of his word, and then the souls of mankind. All of us live forever. Not the part that we see, right? Not our shell, but the soul lives forever. And if we could invest in the souls of men and women, boys and girls, and God's word and his truth, we would be investing in things that are real, that are really real. And Jesus wanted his followers to do that, right? He said, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Because whatever we invest in, our heart follows, doesn't it? Whatever we invest in, our hearts follow. And so this next song is called Chasing a Dream.
Need
many of you are happy to be a Christian, overflowing with joy and enthusiasm of the Spirit. Bless you guys. Alabama has always been kind of like a, I don't know, probably lots of songs written about Alabama, huh? Sweet home Alabama. Not home Alabama. Red light in Alabama. Yeah. Well, I was born in Oklahoma. It's pretty nice. It's beautiful today. We had a really enjoyable drive from Montgomery. Is that where we were last?
Yeah.
Down here, it was really pretty.
What are some of the best things about Alabama?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about Alabama.
The song?
No.
Last time.
What's Alabama's claim to fame?
Yeah. Anything?
The people are pretty awesome.
The people are pretty awesome?
All right.
Come on, you gotta sell yourselves a little more, though. What? I mean, you probably had such a full, busy week. The precious Mrs. Lambert has to come again. I noticed to be a member of the church, you have to have a sign on your body. Like a sparkly tattoo. How many of y'all wear sparkly tattoos? We didn't get any. How many of you don't get to be a part? You promised anyway. You don't have sparkly tattoos. You know, it's probably been a while for y'all. Kind of day sad. Exhausting. A lot of children here. Love children so much. But I also know how exhausting it can be. And I know that our bodies can't always keep up with what our souls and mind wants to do, right? Especially Jeff Roots. Roots amazing. Roots just shining. Love her already. Only know her for like an hour. Bless you. You're an energy giver. And it really means a lot to us. And we found that when we travel, a lot of people can be so draining. And being a mom can be draining. Being a friend to somebody can be draining. But where do we go when we get renewed and refilled? Only to Jesus, right? And tonight, you ask God to do that for you. Remind you that He's so amazing. This isn't about us tonight. This is about you all and Jesus Christ. And what He wants to do, encourage us to God. He's so kind to us. He's actually crazy about us. He died for us. And He has resurrection power. He wants to infuse us with all the time. And a lot of times we go to other sources, don't we, to try and fill that empty part of who we are. And it's always a destroyer of our souls. One of those things can be like Jeremiah was saying, no man can serve two masters. And many times we'll set up maybe religion. They won't even realize we're doing it. Maybe we set up all these rules and regulations that we think we have to perform or fulfill, our kids have to, or our fellow church members have to, and we kind of become like Pharisees a little bit, maybe. We care so much about the outside and forget about the inside and being broken. It's not about competing with each other, it's about being complete in Christ. And I just want to remind you tonight that Jesus didn't die to make your yoke and your burden heavy. He gives you rest. He gently leads those that are with Him, and He is carrying all your concerns, carrying all your sin, all your burdens, all your failures, all your tendencies. I love Romans 8 because it reminds us the Holy Spirit is pleading for you right this minute. Isn't that amazing? And He's not defining. When God looks at me, He doesn't define me from the sin. So thankful for that. Defines me by what He did. It's something that we're justified through His blood. So, and while we sing the song, especially just pray, you just close your eyes and allow the Spirit to minister to you, to remind you of His mercies, to wash away all the stress, the tension, and things that you're carrying. We pray that you have found the freedom to forgive, the freedom to love, the freedom to enjoy Him the way He wants to do. Come to Him and enjoy. Spirit.
Strong as He did so. You know, God wants a cup full, doesn't he? He came to give us an abundant life. He really did. And the problem is, our cups are more like sieves, aren't they? They're pretty weak cups. And we need to be continually filled with him and his presence. One of the most effective ways I know to get our cup full is to get your eyes off yourself and get them on God. Think a whole lot more about him and a lot less about yourself. And that's really what worship is, right? Spending more time thinking about how awesome God is and how weak you are and how much you need him. And just praising about him. There was a little boy in the Old Testament who was so good at praising and worshiping God. You knew that boy was? Who became a man? Who became such a courageous warrior? And he was known as a man after God's own heart. We're talking about David. And Judas has a part in this song. We're going to sing about David. And we really need to learn this practice, right, of praise. And so often our days, we sometimes we start feeling down. Maybe we feel self-pity. Maybe we feel like, I don't know. And we got to just kick those feelings away and start praising God. And it's amazing how much that changes so quickly. So, Judah, whose name actually means Yahweh to praise, is going to sing a part of this.
You ready, Judah? Dance and choose
He doesn't know I'm dancing to it.
No, were you worried? Were you worried? I can tell you were worried.
Thank you.
grow a lot of herbs around here.
All right, I'm gonna ask if Pastor Derek is there a minute. We'll be back in just a minute.
Thank you again, and we want to pick up an offer for them. If you stay prepared for that, if not, we'll put the plate in the back of the room and we'll pass it for expenses and for a new van, so you won't be van trapped.
Yeah.
or a bus.
Yeah.
So you're looking for a bus. So are you shopping for one yet?
You're saving for what?
Yeah.
We've been offered old conquerors, but we want to get to our conquerors.
Absolutely. Or you'll have to run the boys with some decent account.
We need to pray for that. Jeremiah.
What?
I can become a mechanic.
How about you just marry one?
Yeah, that is another. Are there any men? Turn people around. We have
God
of Jesus.
And we're not playing
while we're those three were good.
Let's have another word of prayer, and then Jack and Atticus will pass the plate and give you an opportunity to give. Father, we thank you again for this time together and the Lord's songs and give you praise. And remind us, Father, of your grace and your mercy to us, and it's true that we need to preach the gospel to ourselves every day. Be reminded of your grace, that we might show grace to others. And Father, we pray for this time of giving to this family, Lord, that goes around and shares the talent that you've gifted them with. Again, that you might be praised, that your word might be put forth, that your kingdom might be built, Lord, little by little, precept upon precept, and line upon line. Father, as we go about doing your business and bringing praise and honor to you, we pray tonight as we give, Lord, that too would bring you honor as well. And we would lay up treasures in heaven and not here on earth. Father, you give us this opportunity, and we pray that we would take it, Lord, and that we would cherish this opportunity as well. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Led to give. We might be able to buy a loaf of bread tomorrow. We won't have to buy much because after I messed up on that song, Josiah leaned over and said to me, "You don't get any of the food rations tomorrow." So
we only have to buy one loaf instead.
They'll only have to buy not very much food. No, but thank you. And we also value your prayers as well. We have a lot of opposition being thrown at us and stuff, so
rotten tomatoes.
Anyway, life is so frustrating when you're always getting caught up in what people think of you and trying to please everybody, because there's just so many different types of people with different convictions and different ideas and senses of humor and senses of smell, and so you just can't. You can be the fuzziest, juiciest peach, and there's still going to be someone who doesn't like peaches. And I've encountered people that don't like peaches. I don't get it, but me being the peach. So, but the only way you can just find security and freedom in life is by looking to your Creator and realizing that He created you for His purposes and for His glory. And if you are just focusing on that and your walk with Him, and you're walking the path that He has for you, then you don't have to worry. If people hate your singing and don't even smile when you tell a funny joke.
So this song is called Make Them All Smile. Has anyone here seen any of our jokes he plays? All right, awesome. So some of you see it through different eyes, right? Like you're seeing
Martha.
You're seeing Martha. You're seeing me in a really...
You're seeing him in the eyes of
clothing. So, anyway, we did a music video for this one called Make Them All Smile, and if you've seen the music video, in the music video when we do that, Jeremiah and I kind of move our limbs and around. Some people might say that we were dancing, but we won't dance on stage or here tonight because several reasons, really. One,
we're not on stage.
We're not on stage. Two, we're white. Three, we were homeschooled. Four, we're Canadian. And five, you know, Jeremiah's got that really wonderful man bun going on back there. And, you know, you don't want to move around or it might come undone. It's just like,
and reduced all of you. Thank you,
anyway, it's called Make Them All Smile, one rule. None of you guys are allowed to smile the whole time. You guys are good at
Kings in Alabama. Okay, you want me to tell everybody what just happened? Here, Wisconsin. You guys ever have silliness? Hey, you both gave me a nice period.
No, this is fun. I did found out some of you guys have dimples for a little bit. So this next song is on Married, and it's actually a cover song by an artist called Matt West. It's called When I Say I Do. And Jeremiah and Joy are going to sing it. And what is so under attack right now in our culture, especially in the United States and Canada, is marriage. And I'm blessed to see in this church, obviously, there's some godly marriages, committed marriages, and I praise God for that. That's a beautiful picture to the world of how Christ loves the church. And I've just been married 5.5 months, so I'm just sort of like Costco samples for marriage. But God bless my socks off with Audrey, someone that pushes me into Christ more and encourages me in the Lord so much, and it shows me the love of Christ every day. And so it's so sweet and so awesome. Marriage is such a privilege. It's such a gift. It's not just something to be taken for granted. So this is a song just to, again, encourage you all in your marriage and to press into Christ, because as you all know, marriage is meant to be a picture of how Christ loves the church, which is a very unselfish, very committed, very grace-filled love. And we have to love like Christ. We have to be filled with Christ. So every day we have to press into Christ. And so fight for your marriages. It's awesome to see all the godly seed here. And I'd love to just encourage all the young men here tonight again to keep, by God's grace, fighting for purity in your heart, mind, and eyes. Guard your eyes, guard your heart, because it is so, holiness is what God designed it to be. And Satan wants to take something, a good gift, and twist it so that it isolates you and cuts off your relationship with God. And the way God designed it is completely opposite, where it brings you together with your wife. So fight for purity by God's grace. Be accountable with your parents, because it is so by God's grace, so worth the fight. This song's called When I Say I Do.
Oh, in this moment here. all know that that lack of hope we are so deeply aware of how precious they are in God, that you do have those times of really close, intimate moments with Him. You let your soul just soak up that love. And just like to let you know, too, that after the concert, if any of you would like any of us to pray with you about anything, if you're having family issues, you're despairing, you have a friend who needs prayer, we'd love to pray with you. And we just want to remind you through this next song, we have two more songs, that no matter what your need, you recognize how empty you are. You just can go to Christ as you are and have all the resources and glory.
Jesus hated all. When he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And that's an awesome thought, isn't it? All the other world religions in this world are trying to make appeasement with their God somehow by being good enough, right? And we all fall short of the glory of God by so much. Even if it doesn't say our right, our sin is a filthy rag, does it? It doesn't say that. It says our righteousness is a filthy rag. Even our best religious efforts are filthy rags. We need to be clothed in what Jesus Christ has done and His righteousness alone. And so it's awesome that we can just come to Him as we are. He's the one who changes us from the inside out. So it's really, I'm sure everyone here is aware that we're not saved by our works, so that city man should boast. But we are saved for good works. We're saved so that His work would be manifested in and through us. We are not saved unto ourselves. We're saved to make a difference in this world. In fact, Jesus entrusted His work to His church. We're His body. We're His hands, we're His feet. And what's so exciting is that Jesus has won the war. And I had a great chat with your pastor before the concert this morning, and we were definitely on the same page. We serve a Savior that has already won the war, right? Colossians 2:15 makes it so clear that when He died there on the cross, He made a public spectacle of all the demonic forces around. They did not want Him to go through with that, but He finished the work, and He defeated them. And then 3 days later, He rose from the dead, and then He made it very clear that all those who would follow Him immediately, and here we are 2,000 years later, that all authority had been given to Him now in heaven and on earth. And then He told us to go into the world and be messengers of hope, right? Teaching people to observe the things that Jesus taught us. And so we want you to be encouraged. Maybe the Lord is, by His Spirit, reminding you of some things today. And He constantly reminds us, right? But we want you to remember that Jesus Christ rules and reigns. And you are not alone. We are so encouraged to meet families like yourself. And we get the privilege of touring across Canada and the United States and seeing godly families that kind of breathing up all over. So you're not alone in this fight. God is building His church. He's promised that He would build His church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. He's building a mighty army, and He's going to bring all things into His feet. So just remember that as we leave this place. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. God be for you. Who can be against you? You're not alone.